You are facing the beach of the Vieille Nouvelle, just opposite the old Gros du Grazel. It is on this beach and on the lake of the same name that the kite surfers have settled. Grisan is one of the best spots in Europe. Let's start our narrative from your left. You can see the town of Port-la-Nouvelle. By sea, the distance is only 5 nautical miles. By road, it is 40 kilometers. Between you and Port-la-Nouvelle, the lake of the Airoles, the island St. Lucie, then the lake of Bages and Sijan. In the background, you can distinguish the Canigou peak, high summit in the Pyrenees. On its right, the massive of Corbière. Don't forget to wander through it. The city of Carcassonne are castles of the Cathar country, the Canal du Midi, abbeys, wines of the AOC Corbière, and other local produce to discover. But let's get back to Grisan in front of you. The hill is the one from the island of St. Martin. The buildings that you see at the edge of the beach in the middle of the island St. Martin are those of the salt marshes of the island. We invite you to go to the Echo Museum to get acquainted with the work of the salt maker. In a natural, exceptional environment, the salt marshes of Grisan, which are more than 100 years old, have started life on the Lake of Grazel. The lakes of Grisan, 5 in number, are natural spaces with an exceptionally rich fauna and flora. The floral species composed of plant which, like salt, are diverse and varied. On the banks, lots of birds' nests, terns, pink flamingos, waders, ducks, some all year round, others during their migration. As for the aquatic fauna, the lakes are real breeding grounds. The Grisan fishermen, all professional, fish mostly in spring and in autumn. There are 3 methods of fishing. The capuchad. The fish, eels, sea breams are caught in a net placed between sea and lake. To allow the reproduction of the different species, some zones and passages are left between the nets, as well as some periods of the year for this reproduction to take place. Fishing with a hook. A big stone immersed in the water along with bait helps to capture sea perch and eels. The battude. Fishermen lay at the edge of the lake a net ending in a snail shape at its extremities. They then hit the water with a pole. The fish, afraid, swim towards the net and find themselves trapped. Then the amarrage. This consists in laying a net at the night until the next day when it is lifted, without forgetting that from March to August, shellfish such as clams, mussels and flat oysters are harvested. On the right of the island of St. Martin, with in the background the massive of Capulade, the castle of Grisan, easily spotted because of its tower Philippe de Broa, also known under the name of Barbarousse, referring to a famous pirate. Built in the 10th and 11th centuries belonging to the Narbonne diocese, it acted as a lookout post to ensure the safety of the coast and the passing ship towards the port of Narbonne and also to protect the population. It will be abandoned in 1632. Take time to go there. It offers one of the most beautiful 360 degrees panoramic view of the whole Languedoc-Roussillon. At its foot, the church Notre-Dame of the Assumption and Grisan village, characterized by its circular shape. On its right, the masts of the boats in the marina. To finish our tour of the horizon, you see the massive of the Clap with the Enferrets, the Col of the Porte, Pierre Droite and its plateau, the white chapel Notre-Dame des Ozils and the plateau Notre-Dame. The Vente Farine, the plateau of the Vigie, still in Grisan. As for the military development of the Plan de Roc, it is in Narbonne. On your right, the rocks in the sea form the dike of the Canal of Grazel.